There was something glittering on the ground after a big rain. It wasn't gold, but it was certainly interesting. So interesting, in fact, that men would take 7 years of time in a quest to find the source. Their story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
When it's important to your farm, it's on FarmJournalPro.com. Manage risk with on-point market analysis and advice. Track input prices and lock in the best time to buy. Visit FarmJournalPro.com for the day's best news and analysis from names you know and trust. On your phone, tablet, or computer, make FarmJournalPro.com your daily news source. FarmJournalPro.com, trusted analysis, professional insight.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
When the first surveyors came to the area where Michigan and Wisconsin meet, they noticed something interesting after a big rain.
Where they saw shiny particles on the end of the roots of the trees, they knew that something had to be here. They noted it, and then they came back in 1870. And in 1870, they started with this tunnel, and it took 7 years to get through this tunnel to find the big pockets of iron ore.
Yes, those miners dug for 7 years just to get a tunnel to the iron ore they were looking for, deep inside this mountain, says Karen Cisnero. But the shiny specks they saw after those rains told them it was worth it to keep digging.
They knew that there was something here. And actually, the big stope is specular hematite, which is the best ore that you can use to make steel.
But they left this mine decades before Karen's father and uncle rediscovered the old tunnel and began working to make it safe for tours.
Normally, when the companies, you know, upped and left, they left a lot of things behind. So there's a lot of things that are down, like in the bottom of the mine, or maybe in this tunnel there was stuff left over, and which there was, because we have some hard hats and stuff.
People have been making the trek underground for 6 decades now. And this specific type of mine is a rarity.
We're an iron mine, and yes, we are the only real authentic iron mine to tour.
There are copper mines one can tour in northern Michigan, but here in the Iron Range, this is the iron mine. A true trip underground and into history, where miners slowly dug away the rock for 7 years just to find the prize ore they were sure was inside the mountain. Traveling the countryside in Vulcan, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCrae.